This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. People sometimes say, if I could see God, then I would believe in Him. Today on the program, we'll talk about seeing God. Father God, let me show everyone who You really are and reveal Your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact, no matter where you live. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com and search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Philip, who was one of the disciples of Jesus Christ, said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Philip, like many of you, and like me, wanted to see God the Father. Jesus replied, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? That quote is from John 14:8-10. Philip, along with 11 other disciples or close followers of Jesus Christ, had, at the time of this quotation, been with Jesus daily for 3 years. Even one of the closest disciples of Jesus still didn't quite fully comprehend who Jesus really was. So if you do not quite realize who Jesus is, you're in good company. Jesus had to set Philip straight in his thinking. To see Jesus is to see God. Jesus, speaking to some Jewish leaders at the time, said this in John chapter 10. The people surrounded him and asked, How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Jesus replied, I have already told you and you don't believe me. The proof is the work I do in my Father's name. But you don't believe me because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and He is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. Did you catch that? Jesus stated directly, The Father and I are one. By saying this, Jesus claimed to be one in essence, in being, with God the Father. This reinforces what Jesus would say to Philip, 4 chapters later in the Gospel of John. To look at Jesus is to look at God. Still, you may say that no one living today has actually seen Jesus either. This is true. 1 week after Jesus had been raised from the dead, Jesus appeared to many of his disciples to give them proof he was actually alive again. Thomas, one of his disciples, was absent and had not witnessed the resurrected Lord Jesus. Here is a quote from the Gospel of John that gives this account right after Mary had met the risen Lord Jesus at the site of the tomb. Don't cling to me, Jesus said, for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go, find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, I have seen the Lord. Then she gave them his message. That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again, he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, nicknamed the Twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. They told him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas replied, "I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands, put my fingers into them, and place my hand into the wound in his side." 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but instantly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." "My Lord and my God," Thomas exclaimed. Then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." The disciples saw Jesus do many other miraculous signs in addition to the ones recorded in this book. But these are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing in him, you will have life by the power of his name. Now let me refer back to Philip's request to see God. God sent Jesus to earth to be born and to grow up to be the God-man, completely God and still completely man. Only in this way could Philip see God in the form of Jesus and live to tell about it. In the Old Testament book of Exodus, Moses, the leader of the Jewish people at the time, asked God for more tangible proof about the identity of God. Here is that text in Exodus 33, verses 12 to 23. "One day Moses said to the Lord, 'You have been telling me, take these people up to the promised land, but you haven't told me whom you will send with me. You have told me, I know you by name, and I look favorably on you. If it is true that you look favorably on me, let me know your ways so I may understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favor. And remember that this nation is your very own people.' The Lord replied, 'I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you.' Then Moses said, 'If you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you look favorably on me and on your people, if you don't go with us? For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all the other people on the earth.' The Lord replied to Moses, 'I will indeed do what you have asked, for I look favorably on you, and I know you by name.' Moses responded, 'Then show me your glorious presence.'" You see, Moses was asking to see God. "The Lord replied, 'I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will call out my name, Yahweh, before you, for I will show mercy to anyone I choose, and I will show compassion to anyone I choose. But you may not look directly at my face, for no one may see me and live.' The Lord continued, 'Look, stand near me on this rock. As my glorious presence passes by, I will hide you in the crevice of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and let you see me from behind, but my face will not be seen.'" Most people do not understand the majestic power and awesomeness of God, especially when they demand that God show himself to them as proof so that they can believe in God. God, in his mercy, refused to show his face to Moses and to all of us to protect us from his intense glory. Sometimes glory is known as the shining greatness of God. We are aware of the power of nuclear radiation. I might speculate, that is, I may guess, that the glory of God may be something like nuclear energy that we need to be shielded from. So for now, until true believers in Jesus Christ are one day united with God in heaven, we need to be shielded from His glorious presence. If you are not yet a believer in Jesus, bear in mind that it is a merciful kindness that God does not show Himself to you. Remember, Jesus told the disciple Thomas, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." For now, we must be content with this blessing from Jesus for believing in Him without seeing. 2 Corinthians 5:4-10 is a Bible portion written to Christian believers. It says, "While we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh. But it's not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. God Himself has prepared us for this, and as a guarantee, He has given us His Holy Spirit. So we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. For we live by believing and not by seeing." Yes, we are fully confident, and we would rather be away from these earthly bodies, for then we will be at home with the Lord. So whether we are here in this body or away from this body, our goal is to please Him, for we must all stand before Christ to be judged. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God, through your only Son, Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact, no matter where you live. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com, and search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from John chapter 20, verses 28 and 29. "My Lord and my God," Thomas exclaimed. Then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me."